up to Perek Shishasar, Kuf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Ha'isha Shaholach Baila V'Tzoros L'Medinas Hayom. A woman, her husband, and her co-wife went away to Medinas Hayom, and she had no children, and neither did the co-wife when they left. So if everything remained static and the husband died, she'd have to be Miyazev Gol for Yibum. Ubova Amrullah Meish Ba'aleich, and they came and told her, your husband died. Lo Sinasi. She shouldn't get married, right? Even though, according to what happened, what was when everybody left, she should get married because there's no Yibum, because there's no, what's it called, Lo Tinasi Lo Tishabim. She can't get married, and she can't have Yibum. Can't get married because maybe the Tzara didn't have any children, and she has to have Yibum, so she can't get married to anybody else. She also can't have Yibum because maybe while they were away, the Tzara had a child. Okay, they're gone enough time for her to get pregnant and to have a child. Or she should find out maybe she's pregnant, even if she didn't have a child yet, but she's pregnant. So until she finds out if her Tzara is pregnant or not, she can't get married because maybe she's not pregnant. And she can't have Yibum because maybe she is pregnant. Hoy Solo Chamos, if she didn't have a brother-in-law, but her mother-in-law was still alive, and she could have another child. Well, we don't know, and the mother-in-law went away to Chutz Laretz. So she doesn't have to worry, maybe the mother-in-law is pregnant and she's going to have a child, and that child was born before the father died, because otherwise it would be Eishes Achiv Shelo Haya Bi'Olamo, Achiv Shelo Haya Bi'Olamo. So we don't have to worry about that. Eina Choshesh, not Choshesh for the mother-in-law of having a child. We'll see, because here, any child that the Tzara would have would pater her from Yibum, boy or girl. But any child that the mother-in-law would have would not make her chayiv in Yibum, only if it was a boy, not if it was a girl. So here already there's two stakes. Maybe she's pregnant, maybe not. And even if she's pregnant, maybe it's a girl, not a boy. So therefore we're not choshesh for the mother-in-law. Yotzom aleya choshesh. But if the mother-in-law went away and she was pregnant, there's only one suffix. She's surely pregnant. Child is a boy or a girl. Only one suffix, then we are choshesh. Rabbi Yeshua Omer ain't a choshesh. Rabbi Yeshua says, even in that case, we're not choshesh, because there's another suffix. Maybe she'll have a miscarriage. So it's still not one suffix. It's still two stakes. Rash. Ha'ish shaholach ba'ila lo tinase hoel u'belo bonim yotzah ba'ila. Since when they left, she didn't have any children, neither did the Tzara, so maybe she's chayiv in Yibum, so she can't get married, son. Below Tishyavim, and on the other hand, she can't have Yibum either. Shema Yolda Tzarasa, because maybe the Tzara had a baby. While they were away, she got pregnant, and she had a baby. Uvigmara Parech Amai Lo Tinase. Right, why can't she get married? Tach Lo Tzvetinase in Manavshach. Let her get Chalitza, and then get married to whoever she wants. Manavshach is okay. If she needed Yibum, she had Chalitza. If she didn't need Yibum, she got married. So what's the problem? He Tzarasa, Mefarish Gemara, right? Why it says He Tzarasa, right? Shema Muberes He Tzarasa. It says Shema Muberes Tzarasa. What's the He? Hoysa lo chamos, b'medina sayam, u'kishiyotza lo hayaladen, right? If when they left, the mother-in-law didn't have any children, other children besides the husband. So there's no Yavam. So if the husband had died at that point, there would be no Yibum because there is no brother-in-law. The ain Yavam lezu, ain a choshesh shem anitin leYavam. We're not afraid. Maybe the mother-in-law had a child that we don't know about. Afagav the chayshinin leEl shem yol the tzara. Even though we are choshesh, maybe the tzara had a child, and therefore what's it called? She can't have Yibum. Hashem who the chol madiyol the tzara bein zocher bein nekeva mapik lo lahami Yavam. Because over there, it's only one suffix. Maybe she was pregnant and had a child. No matter what the child was, it's going to pater her from Yibum, boy or girl. Aval chamos, but if the even if the mother-in-law is pregnant, this is not for sure she's going to have a brother-in-law. Maybe she'll have another sister-in-law. The inam yolda lo zakuk lo lahach elim ken yolda zocher. She's not going to affect the yibum unless she has a boy. Kulei hay lo chashin and shem yolda v'zocher haya. When Achoshes is two sfeikas over here, maybe she had a kid, and maybe it's a zocher. So therefore, we're Achoshes. Yotzimle, but if it's only one suffix, Shivade was pregnant. The shaila was, did she have a boy or a girl? It's only one suffix, then we are Choshes. Yotzim, Chamosa Muberis. Choshes, Shem, Zocher, Hayim. And Rabbi Yeshua says, we're not Choshes even there. The Ikalamemer, Shem, Epila, because another suffix, maybe she had a miscarriage. In Tom Salomer, Loi Pila, Shem, and the Keva Hoysa. And even if she didn't have a miscarriage, maybe it was a girl. So there was two Sveikas, so we're not Choshes. Okay, my heat sarasa. Why does it say Shema Muberes heat sarasa? Right, what should have said Shema Muberes sarasa. Kamash Milan lahat sara hu de chashinan, aval tzara achrisi lo chashinan. If when the husband went away, there was one co-wife that went with him, and now the suffix is whether that co-wife was pregnant or not, or had a child or not, and we know for sure that co-wife wasn't pregnant. But now let's be choshish that maybe there's another koa. Maybe he married somebody else who got pregnant in Chutz Laretz. That we're not choshish for. Here we know there was a co-wife. We don't know if she's pregnant or not. If we know for sure she wasn't pregnant, then she can, what's it called, she can have yibum. Maybe the guy married to somebody else, and maybe she was pregnant. That we're not choshish for. Maybe for somebody else, since when she left there was no other co-wife. We're not choshish. Maybe there was a co-wife. Rashi, with tzorach risi, in bo edim she'ein tzorasa muberes, if edim came and said that the tzora that we know about is not pregnant, ein achoshesh shema isha cheres nasa, we're not afraid, maybe married somebody else. Right? There's no reason to suspect that. Muteris liov, and therefore she's not mutter to get to have yibum. Lo tinase velo tishyabin, where it says, bishlam yibum elo, the dilma mi'abra v'kapaga be'ishasach dioraisa. I understand why she can't have Yibum, because maybe the Tzara is pregnant and will have a child, and then she's Pater from Yibum, she has Yibum, she's over in Yisra Kares of living with her brother-in-law. Ushulab Mako Mitzvah. Elaloti Nase Amai. Why can't she get married? Right? Holach Acha Rov Nashe. Let's go after Rov Nashe. Right? We're not sure if the Tzara got pregnant and had a child or not. Most women, Misabros, Violdos. Most women get pregnant and they get children. So let's go after the rove and let her get married. Right? The Shemara says, Lamer of Meir. So let's say our mission is Rav Meir, who's Choshish Lemiyuta. Even though there's a rove over here, rove women get pregnant and have children. So let's rely on the rove in order that that this woman should be able to get married. The rove will tell us that she's not chayiv in yibum. Where it says maybe it's Reb Meir who's chayish lemiut, and even though there's a rove, Reb Meir's choshish for the miut. That's why she can't get married. Where it says afilu tamer rabbanan. No, it could be even the rabbanan. Ki asli rabbanan basa ruba de isa kamon. Ki go teisha chaniyos the sanhedrin. Aval ruba de lesa kamon lo asli rabbanan basa ruba. Now the Gemara wants to say something which is not true. Right, but maybe when we learn Rove from Achri Rav Lahatos. There's a Sanhedrin. That's a Ruba Disa Kamon. You have 12 who are saying that he's Potter and 11 saying that he's Chayev. You go after the Rove. The Rove is in front of you. That's where the Torah was Machadish Rove. Where there's an actual Rove in front of you, that's called Ruba Disa Kamon. Right? Or the case of Teisha Chanuyos. You have nine butcher shops that sell kosher meat and one that sells trefa meat, and you're not sure where this meat came from, so you have nine against one, so you assume it's kosher because the rove is kosher. So that's Ruba de Isa Kamon. That's Ruba, the rove that's in front of us, an actual rove. But maybe by Ruba the Lesser Kamon, we don't have a rove in front of you. That rove is more of a statistic rove. Statistics, not what's in front of you, right? Statistically, most women get get pregnant and have children. But that's not a robe that's in front of you. All these women are standing in front of you who are getting pregnant or whatever. It's a statistic. Maybe statistics isn't considered a robe. That we don't learn robe. Maybe the Rabbanan don't go after the robe of statistics. Morris says, that's not true. I'll prove to you that the Rabbanan even go after a robe. Ruba the Lesser, come on also. The Hari Kot Nuktana, the Ruba the Lesser, come on he, the Azlu Rabbanan Basa Ruba. The case of Kotten and Ktana by Yibum, the Rabbanan go after Rove, even though it's not a Ruba Disa, come on, it's a statistical Rove. Where's the case? The Tanya. Kotten and Ktana lo Cholzim lo Miabnim, Divir Reb Meir. A Kotten and a Ktana don't have Chalitza or Yibum, that's what Reb Meir holds. Omru lo Reb Meir, Yofa Marta Shein Cholzim. We agree that they don't have Chalitza. Ish Ksiva Parshat. It says Ish. So a man can't give a cotton can't give chalitza. You need an ish, and makshin an ish ala ish. And there's a hekish between the yavama and the yavam. And just like the yavam can't be a cotton, the yavama can't be a katana either. So chalitza they can't have. That we agree. But elamatam imi yavnin. Why can't they have yibum? Omer lohem cotton shema yim tesaurus, because maybe the cotton will grow up and be a saurus, and then there's no yibum. And Ktana Shematim Tzailanis. Maybe the Ktana will become an Islandist. She will find out that she's an Islandist. So therefore, as long as they're a Kotna Ktana, we can't tell. We're Choshesh. Maybe they'll be a Soros or an Islandist and there'll be no Yibum. So we wait till they grow up to find out. The Nimtzu Pogim Be'erva. And if they have Yibum and they're really an Islandist or a Soros, they're Chayiv Koris. The Rabbanan. So why did the Rabbanan hold that a Kotna Ktana could have Yibum? Rabban and Savri, Jil Bosa Ruba. Right? Rove. Go after Rove. Roba the Ktanim, Varov Ktanim, Lav Srisim. Most Ktanim are not Srisim. They don't grow up to be a Soros. Zil Bosa Rove Ktanos. Varov Ktanos, Lav Islanders in them. Most Ktanos don't become an Islanders. So we have a Rove. So they can get having a Yibum. We're Somach on the Rove. And that Rove is a Ruba the Lesser Kamon. It's a statistical Rove. If we look at this person, statistics tell us most people don't end up being an islands or a street. So you see the Rabbana go after a statistical rove too, Ruba the Lesser, come on. Ela Mechubarta Masnishan Reb Meir he. Right. Better to say that the Mishnah is not like is Reb Meir, and even though this is Tosus points out, even though it's a Stam Mishnah now like Reb Meir, still we don't pass him like Reb Meir. We pass him that you go after Rove and you're not Choshish Lemiyut. But this Mishnah Taka comes out like Reb Meir. Rashi. Reb Meir Chayish Lemiyuta, the Perakakol Shochtim, Gabi Kusin. Right? Reb Meir, where is the Makor of Reb Meir Shita, the Chayish Lemiyuta, and Chulin? She Gozra Kol Kusin Mishum Osim Shemotsu Demus Yon the Bahar Grizim, Vishtachbula. He was goes around all the Kusim, even though there were some Kusim who were from. But some of them reverted back to the Avodah Zarah, a miut. And Reb Meir was choshish for that miut of Kusim, and he asked all of the shechit of all of them. Teisha Chanuyos, where's the case of Teisha Chanuyos, the Tanya, Venim Tzoholach Achra Rov. You have 9 butcher shops that are selling kosher, and 1 selling treif, and you find a piece of meat, and you don't know which butcher shop it came. Chances are, 9 out of 10 that it came from the kosher one. Or the opposite case. There's 9 non-kosher ones and 1 kosher one. Chances are it came from the trade one. So whatever the robe is, that's what you consider the meat. That's called Ruba Disa Kamon. The robe is in front of us. And we don't know if it came from this or came from this. And here's the robe. So Islamic came from the robe. But on the roim Sharuban Mokhris Basar Shchuta, we assume it came from the robe. Sanhedria, Yud Beis Mezakin, Yud Aleph Mechayvin. 12 say that he's innocent, and 11 say that he's guilty in a capital case, 23. Right? The other case wouldn't work. If 12 say he's guilty and 11 say he's innocent, we have a special pasuk that you need a majority of 2 to convict. So that case wouldn't be, but you only need a majority of 1 to quit. The hoil the rove mezakin the kamoninu. Here you, the rove is rove of the Sanhedrin are saying one way and they're in front of you. So that's the kind of rove that the Torah tells you go after. But the lesser kamon can go in hacha, the nasal bosser robe noshim sheba olam. Right? Most women usually get pregnant. It's not that there's most women in the world now who are pregnant. It means that statistically, if we look at any one woman, we can assume that she is the kind of woman who gets pregnant, because most women get pregnant. Ema Sefer, that's a little tighter. Let's go a little bit further. Mara says, "B'mayo kimta kremeir." Now you set up the mission like kremeir, who's choshish lemiyuta. Ema Sefer, look at the Sefer. Hoy shalach hamos, ena choshishes. Right? If she had a mother-in-law, but the status was when the husband and the tzara left, what's it called? There was no children. But there's also no brother. But the mother-in-law was still alive. So there could conceivably be another brother conceived and, what's it called, and born. Okay. We're not choshish for that. We're not choshish that there's another brother that we don't know about. Okay. Amai, if we're choshish for the miyut, this mishnah is with Meir. Why aren't we choshish for the fact that maybe there is? We said, why aren't we choshish? Because even if rove women get pregnant, but rove women don't have boys, so it's a miyut of boys, right? Some women don't get pregnant. Some women who do get pregnant have girls, half. So the boys are already a miyut. So, but if we're going like a male, we should be choshish even for the miyut. Let's be choshish that maybe the mother-in-law will have a boy, which is a miyut of possibilities, but we're saying now the mission goes like a male. What? No, because if it's a girl, there's no yibum. It's her sister-in-law, not her brother-in-law.
But maybe the
role
is that they have two children.
What?
Maybe the role says that they have two children.
No, but in the time span, l'chora, that she was gone, right? We don't know. Even two children, but not... And that, even two children is not Lafka, one's a boy and one's a girl. On any one, they're still the same thing. No, but maybe she had a miscarriage too. Some people abort, so maybe the second one she miscarried. There's too many sfeikas over here. That amay holach amay holach achar rov noshim, for rov noshim misabros the yoldos. Right, most women get pregnant and give birth. Miut mapilos, a miut don't end up seeing through the pregnancy, so that's already one miut. The chol hayoldos mechtes charum mechtes nekevos. And whoever gets who is pregnant, ultimately it evens out, half boys, half girls. Okay, smoch miuta the mapilos lemechtsa nekevos. Right, put the miut of the ones that end up miscarrying, and there's a half that are nekevos. The havilu zecharim miuta, and the zecharim end up to be a miut. That's why we're not choshish for the mother-in-law, because the chances that there's a chiyuv of yibum over here is a miut. Because even if she's pregnant, maybe she miscarried. Even if she didn't miscarry, maybe she had a girl. So the chances of her having a boy is a miut. But if we just said the mission goes according to Remeir, and Remeir is choshish for the miut, then why aren't we choshish in this case? Right? The lechush. So the, what's it called? So let's be choshish. So Mora says, Dilma kiven dichazke l'shuk lo chayish. What's it called? Since when she left. Okay, she was b'cheskas mutter to marry anybody, because all the situation was the tzara wasn't pregnant and she didn't have any children, but there was no brother-in-law, right? So in the reisha she had a chazaka of heter to the shuk, right? That's the case right with the mother sefer, the sefer. She was becheskas heter l'shuk because the mother-in-law didn't. There was no brother-in-law, so there was no yibum. Okay, so now to take her out of that chazaka, Reb Meir is not choshish l'miyuta. When is Reb Meir choshish l'miyuta? When there's not a chazaka, right, against the miyut. But here there was a chazaka against the miyut. She was muzik to be mutter to marry anybody at that point, even if her husband would die, because there's no brother-in-law. Now we want to be choshish for a miyut that maybe a brother-in-law popped up, right? And that would go against, take her away from the chazaka to begin with. Then Reb Meir is not choshish l'miyuta. Reisha dichazik liyibum tiyabim. If that's the case, then the reisha where she was becheskas yibum, because there was a brother-in-law, and there were no children. So if her husband had died with those facts remaining static, she would be chayiv in yibum. So she was mugzik for yibum. Now there's a miut that maybe the, what's it called, the tzara had a child, right? So maybe what's it called, why should we go after the miut, right, of the tzara having a child? It goes against the chazaka. Let's leave her on a chazaka and let her have yibum. So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Barabua, Reisha the Isser Kares Choshishu. The Reisha, where it's an Isser Kares, they were Choshish for the Miut, even Keneged the Chazaka. Even though she was Mugzik for Yibum, but since there's a Miut that maybe she doesn't need Yibum, and if she has Yibum when she doesn't, isn't supposed to, she's Chayiv Kares, so they were Choshish. Rav Meir is Choshish for the Miut, even against the Chazaka, by a Chayiv Kares. Seifa, the Yisr Lav, lo chashishu. But the Seifa, what's the worst that'll be? She was mugzah to be able to get married to anybody, right? And, what's it called? There's a miut that maybe will make her chayiv in yibum. So if she gets married to somebody and not, doesn't have yibum, she's only over a lot. It's not a kares, right? A yivama, l'shuk, is only a lot. So there, Reb Meir wasn't choshesh for the miut against the chazaka, where the chazaka says it's mutter, and the miut would say that it's aser, and the only iser is alav. There, Reb Meir is not choshesh for the miut if it goes kenegad the chazaka. That's a teretz Gemara once again. Rashi. Ema seifa hoysolach hamos ena choshesh. Amai, no inami deschar miut can beforish for azel. Even though the chance that the mother-in-law had a male, and therefore was mechayiv her in yibum, because now there's a brother-in-law, is only a miut, right? As the Gemara explains, because even though rove women have children, but some of them miscarry, and even from the rove that don't miscarry, half of them have girls, so the chance of having a boy is a miut. Miu halachachar rove nashim. The kiven to rove nashim misabros lekel a meimer bischarim miuta de miuta elachad miuta. So a zharim is not miuta de miuta; it's just one miut. The rove nashim misabros the yoldos. Most women go through and continue the, and finish off the pregnancy. Miut don't, and nechsal nechsa are boys and girls. So there's a miut of zharim, but not a miuta de miuta. So why isn't Rameir choshish le miuta? If the tzara is pregnant and there's no yibum and she has yibum, she's chayiv kares. Lo chashashu shemin esabra chamosa v'okma chazaka, because there it's only a lot. But where the miut goes against the chazaka, and the worst that'll be a lot, there a mayor is not choshish. But where the miut goes against the chazaka, and the Israel be Koresh, there he's choshish for the miut, even though the chazaka cancels out the miut, it doesn't cancel it out. We're choshish for miuta, even against the chazaka, where it's Koresh. That's what the Gemara wants to say now. Tomorrow we'll see the Gemara slugs that up. That what's the difference between a lav and a kar and Koresh?
What?
What
is the lav?
The lav is lo yia eishes hanei sachutza leizar. What do you mean?
She's a married woman right now.
Right.
This whole thing started.
Right.
So you said, in case the
husband. No, right now. Yeah, no, I'm saying. Right now, what status does she have? Right? If her husband doesn't die, there's not no problem, right? But right now, if her husband would die, dead right now, what status does she have? That's what that status she has right now. Klape. Right, the father's husband died.
Right.
It's not the chazaka's not going to start. Her chazaka right now is that if anything happens, meaning if her husband dies, she's not going to be chayiv in yibum, because right now there's no brother-in-law. That's right now she has a chazaka like that. Right, the chazaka doesn't start when her husband dies. The chazaka is right now. Right now, this woman is not going to be chayiv in yibum no matter what happens. Right, even if her husband dies.